This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
The issue is jobs, 125,000 of them lost in this most recent report, but unemployment down to 9.5%. And Eric, I'm going to have to apologize to you and make sure that I pronounce your last name correctly. And is it Schreibering?
It's Schoenberg.
Schoenberg. Thank you, Eric. I apologize. Yeah, well, we had a little communication issue earlier today. So, all right, Eric Schoenberg is with us from CBS Money Watch, and we are ready, my friend, and thank you for being with us. So what's kind of give us the layout of this latest jobs report and what it kind of means for most of us here in America?
Okay, well, it's not good news, I'm afraid, Jay. That's what I'd have to say. It doesn't mean that we're doomed to have a double-dip recession, to go back into recession. But it doesn't certainly argue for the other side either. So here's what happened.
Yeah.
You said, as you said, 125,000 jobs were lost, but a lot of that was expected because it was temporary workers who were laid off by the census when their jobs ended. The more important number is that 83,000 jobs were added in the private sector. That's better than when we were losing hundreds of thousands of jobs in the private sector 18 months ago, but it's not building jobs at the kind of pace that you need to get the economy back on its feet. We got a kind of self-fulfilling prophecy going on here.
Mm-hmm.
Businesses won't hire because they're afraid there's going to be a recession and people aren't going to spend and buy their products. So they don't hire, so people don't have jobs, so they can't spend and buy the company's products, so they don't hire. And you want to get inside that vicious circle and build confidence so that people can, so that businesses will start hiring and people can then save some money and spend some money and give businesses the confidence to keep hiring. And you want to turn that, you want to turn that vicious circle 180 degrees around.
We're talking with Eric Schoenberg from CBS Money Watch, kind enough to join us here, commenting on the latest jobs report. So, Eric, what do you kind of, is it, can we begin to kind of forecast or prognosticate what the next one will begin to look like? Or based on what you just said, it's not the greatest news, but and we're in a little bit of a position than we have been in. What should we expect here in the near future? Do we expect that 83,000 number to go up rather slowly or because of the factors that we're dealing with? But what do you foresee coming here? I know I'm asking you to put it in the crystal ball, but in the near future.
Well, Jay, I can give you the either or. So that consensus is what you just said, that the 83,000 number will stay positive, but it'll grow slowly.
Mm-hmm.
And that the recovery is still in place. It's just moving along at a snail's pace. But it will, you know, it'll gather steam. You know, it's just eventually it'll reach a tipping point like we described, and the psychology will turn around.
Yeah,
so that's the positive case.
Okay.
The negative case is that the number will just keep falling, that we are going to go back into another recession, and whether it was caused by a real weakness in the economy or shocks caused by debt crisis in Europe or by slowdown in growth in China or whatever, or by people focusing on the U.S. deficit, whatever, it's been enough to send the recovery back into recession. And so that 83,000 number of new private sector jobs will just keep declining until it turns into a negative job loss situation again. That's
Eric,
the worst case scenario.
Yeah. So looking at both of those scenarios, what do you think needs to happen? And first of all, before we get to that, is the administration trying to say, or has any rhetoric come out from the administration thus far based on this report that says, hey, look, see this? 83,000 jobs, you know, this is going up. There's still work to do, as we would expect. But are they taking any credit for what has happened? And do you foresee them making any shifts or changes or in their policy based on this report?
I hear, you know, the cautiously positive rhetoric. And I don't know what the president has said about this today, but the a governor of the Fed yesterday said that the recovery was still on track, but growth was slow, which is sort of the consensus. The I think the thing that has to happen is a shift in psychology. I think that at this kind of fragile stage in the economy, that prophecies can be self-fulfilling, and I think what President Obama needs to do is, first of all, he needs to catch a break somewhere. He needs to catch a break in Afghanistan or in, even in the Gulf. If that oil spills, which has, very little economic impact really outside of the people whose jobs are affected in the Gulf, but it does give people a feeling that things are out of control and that the people in charge can't get their arms around yet another intractable problem.
Mm-hmm.
That just might make people feel better. And that's the kind of thing that can snowball a little bit. So the stock market then turns around and then people start to feel better about it. And, when things are this fragile, you can be near a tipping point at any point, and a return of confidence would make an enormous amount of difference.
Yeah, we're pleased to be joined by Eric Schoenberg from CBS Money Watch. It's great information about the latest jobs report. And Eric, I guess I got to ask you as well. We talk about the public sector, the administration's perspective on this, and you were just referencing kind of general perception when it comes to Wall Street business owners, large companies, those that would produce those 83,000 jobs in the private sector. Are any of the, I remember when President Obama kind of first took office and he was dealing with some of the folks on Wall Street and kind of talking tough and they would respond in the public arena, from the folks that own some of the major companies that can produce jobs in our country and in various industries, is there any rhetoric coming from them about what they want to see happen to increase the trend of getting more Americans back to work?
The major, there are a couple different strains, as you might imagine, Jay. Mm-hmm. On the small business front, those organizations are desperate to get the banks lending again.
Mm.
And credit in that area has completely dried up. And that's a very, very scary thing because that's where a lot of the jobs are created and that's where a lot of the innovation occurs in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Where innovation is strong and where the U.S. is still very competitive are in areas like technology and especially medical technology.
Yeah.
And those areas have been a little bit, especially medical technology, been a little bit set on their ear by healthcare reform. And no one is quite sure what that'll mean. And similarly, in the financial services area, which is actually doing a bit of hiring as they recover now, they're also made cautious by financial regulatory reform, which is now sort of mired in debate in Congress.
Yeah, it kind of just goes back to your point. It's something needs to come out with a break, some type of solid, kind of perception to kind of aid the process. But
mm-hmm.
Hey, Eric Schoenberg has been with us from CBS Money Watch. Eric, it's great work, and we very, very much appreciate the information this afternoon. And I will never forget how to pronounce it from here on in.
Well, have me back, and we'll see if you get it right.
We'll do it, my friend. Have a great 4th of July weekend, okay?
You too.
Take care. All righty. Bye-bye. That is Eric Schoenberg, CBS consultant on financial issues, the jobs report. It's at CBSMoneyWatch.com.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.